Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm seeing a lot of red on the screen for the NASDAQ today, but the Dow manages to scrape out another record high. It feels like the easy momentum trade just hit a wall.
It hit a wall, but I wouldn't call it a breakdown. It's a rotation. Look, the NASDAQ composite shed 0.6%, and we saw the S&P 500 drift lower by 0.3%. But look at where the money went. It fled the mega-cap tech names and parked itself in defensive pockets and rate-sensitive sectors. We had the 10-year yield drop 5 basis points to 4.15%. That gave the green light to utilities and real estate.
Right, the utility sector was the clear winner, up 1.6%. Is this just a safety play, or is there a specific catalyst there?
It's a mix of yield chasing and individual strength. You have to look at Vistra Corp, ticker VST. That stock is a beast right now. It jumped over 4% to close near 160. Jefferies upgraded it to a buy, and the market listened. When you see a utility name acting like a growth stock, pay attention. It's leading the pack.
And real estate wasn't far behind, up 1.4%. I saw some headlines out of Washington regarding housing.
Exactly. The House passed a bipartisan bill to cut regulations and boost housing supply. The algos loved that. It gave the whole sector a bid. But let's be honest, the main story for active traders today was the stall in tech. You had Google and Meta taking it on the chin, Google down almost 2%. That communications services sector was the worst performer on the board.
It wasn't all bad news in tech, though. We have to talk about Datadog, ticker DDOG. That chart looks like it woke up from a coma.
Oh, it didn't just wake up. It sprinted. Datadog finished up nearly 14%. This was a classic earnings breakout. They beat on the top and bottom lines, but the key driver was the narrative. Revenue growth is re-accelerating, and they are seeing massive traction with AI-native customers. When you see a volume spike like that on a gap up, that is a continuation setup written all over it. I'm watching for a flag or a consolidation in the 130 area to get involved.
So Datadog is the bright spot in the cloud. What about the consumer? We had retail sales data come in flat for December. Is the wallet finally snapping shut?
It's getting tighter. That 0% print on retail sales spooked the high flyers. Look at Walmart and Costco. They have been on an absolute tear to start the year, but they finally cracked today. Costco down over 2%, it looks like profit-taking on the news. However, it's not uniform. Look at Marriott and Hasbro. Both reported earnings and both rallied. Marriott up 8%, Hasbro up 7%. It's a stock picker's market, not a sector picker's market right now.
Interesting divergence there. Let's pivot to tomorrow. What is on your radar for the next session? Are we fading this tech weakness or waiting for lower levels?
I am looking at the upgrade list for potential momentum plays. Palantir, ticker PLTR, got upgraded to a buy at Daiwa with a $180 target. That is a massive number. Also, Shopify, ticker SHOP, got a buy rating from Moffitt Nathanson. If the NASDAQ can stabilize, those two names likely have relative strength. I'm also watching Vistra for a second day play. If it holds above 158, the trend is your friend.
And we have a heavy data docket coming up on Wednesday morning, don't we?
Huge morning. We've got mortgage applications early, but the big one is the January employment situation report. The consensus is looking for 68,000 on non-farm payrolls. If that number comes in hot, yields could snap back up and pressure these defensive sectors. If it's cool, the rotation into real estate might have legs. Volatility is guaranteed at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
So keep your head on a swivel for that data drop. Tech is stalling, defensives are rotating, and earnings winners like Datadog are providing the alpha. Great breakdown. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Good luck out there.